The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
Welcome to the How to Kill an Hour Hour, the half-hour edition brought to you by Southside Medical Center, where your health is their primary care. And now, without further ado, here's your host for the next 30 minutes, the one, the only, the Ed Man.
Oh yeah, welcome once again to the How to Kill an Hour radio show, and I'm the host here, the man with a plan, the Ed Man. I've had a great week so far, and it's only getting better. You know, the Mueller report is finally released. Now, we aren't going to have a chance to see it for a little bit. They say that the conclusions will be released over the weekend, and I've been delaying the show as long as I can to be able to hear some of, hoping that some of these conclusions will come out, but they just aren't leaking yet. However, I've had a great time watching everyone do backflips over this report. Suddenly saying that, well, you know, Russian collusion probably isn't going to be shown, and really, that's not the point. The point is all these other things that Trump has been doing. So since he has been elected, all we have heard about is Russia, 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 Russia collusion, Russian bots, that Putin is pulling the strings, that he's a Manchurian candidate for the Russians, and how Trump is in bed with the Russians. Russiagate, Russian scandal. Oh my goodness, my head, you know, the thought that people are so stupid as to believe in this conspiracy theory. You know, I know a guy, he's a libertarian, you know, and you figure that libertarians were pretty smart. We analyze things, we're above this kind of stuff. You know, you have fake libertarians like Neil Bortz, and you have fake libertarians like Bill Maher, and they pretend to be libertarian just because they probably know that libertarians are a pretty smart crowd, right? So you would think that this guy would have the ability to analyze things properly. But, you know, I can understand how people can fall into the trap. So I'm saying people are stupid, but really the truth is that when you're exposed to this stuff over and over again, it must do something to your brain, you know? It must make you think that it has to be true, because how could CNN, MSNBC, occasionally Fox News, NBC, ABC, CBS, how could all these outlets run story after story about Russian collusion and it not be real? It must be real, especially when they come out with BS like, well, you know, 27 intelligence departments say that it's true, or whatever kind of garbage they come out with. And they come out with phony reports saying that they have finally found Russian collusion, and then you read the report and it's nothing. I read one of those on the air the other year, and it was ridiculous. It was like 11 pages of hype and BS, and then one little line that was such a flimsy reason. I can't even remember what it was. And, you know, you see all this, and part of you goes, this must be true. You know, they say that you're the combination of the five people that you hang around, you know. And I can believe that, because when you hang around people, you start kind of picking up their habits. Well, it's the same thing when you read and when you watch news outlets, you start kind of believing what they're saying. I mean, these places are titled news organizations. It's hard to really blame people for falling for this stuff. So I kind of feel bad for saying, how could you be so dumb as to believe these things? I can understand that you could fall into this trap, okay? But the fact is, it's not true. Just like I was saying years ago, and now you have other commentators jumping on the bandwagon pretending like they knew all along that there was never going to be any Russian collusion. Oh, please, all we have to do is listen to your previous shows or look in your Twitter feed, and we can see that you were on the hype train the whole time believing that there was going to be Russian collusion. But, you know, the report actually hasn't been released, so the liberals, some of them, are still hanging on to hope, and they're still saying, oh, it's Mueller time. You know, that was their slogan. Remember, guys, this is the pinnacle of their hopes and dreams. This is what they've been waiting for years. The Mueller report, they feel, was going to give them everything that they needed to indict Trump. Of course, the Mueller report has come out now. And even though we haven't had a chance to see what's in it, we do know that Mueller has not recommended that anyone be indicted, which would lead you to believe that there aren't any findings that are going to put in jeopardy the idea that Donald Trump is innocent of this Russian collusion. Because if he was a Russian, if he was a Russian, what do they call it? Saboteur, agent? If he was a Russian agent, you would think that, you know, some indictments would be forthcoming. But there aren't any. You hear me having trouble figuring out what to call him if he was actually an agent for the Russians? I mean, because the idea is so stupid to me. He's a, like, we have a Russian spy for the president of the United States, and it's Donald Trump of all people? Please. Nobody, almost nobody, I shouldn't say nobody, but almost nobody could ever have guessed in truth. I'm going to say nobody. You know, a couple years ago, nobody could possibly have thought that Donald Trump someday would be the president of the United States. I mean, some people thought of the possibility, but it was more like as a punchline or as a joke or something like that, right? I mean, it wasn't, no one really thought it could ever happen. And in fact, if there's any truth, if there's any evidence for a divergent reality, you know, the idea that there are like multiple universes, right? And there's a main timeline and then there's like divergent timelines. If there's any evidence that we're in a divergent timeline, you could just point to that, to Donald Trump being the president of the United States. If the sliders or whatever they were, the people who were going through time searching for their home, if they land in this timeline, they'd be like, nah, that this isn't it. And they take off again. You know, I still sometimes, very occasionally, am flabbergasted by the idea that Donald Trump is actually the president of the United States. You know, when I watched him in front of those tanks, I haven't watched that full speech yet. I've got to do that. But when I watched the clips of him in front of those tanks ripping on 7-month dead John McCain, I'm amazed that this guy is the president of the United States. You know, I like comic books and stuff, okay? And, you know, now being a nerd is very cool. And a long time ago, there was a great comic book series called Secret Wars. And I think they came out with a few sequels of that, and they weren't as good as of course, right? But in this Secret Wars, there's a guy named Dr. Octopus. He's the one you've seen in the movies, right? And Doc Ock is like a really brilliant genius guy, right? And there's another bad guy. His name is the Molecule Man. And the Molecule Man, what he does is he's super powerful, right? He can control molecules and atoms and quarks and all that stuff. And he puts out the stars. And Dr. Octopus sees this and he goes insane because he says no one can have that much power. And I thought, you know, as a kid reading this, I'm like, so he goes crazy because he sees the other guy put out the stars? I mean, that's an impressive feat, but would that drive you nuts? And, you know, for some reason that idea haunted me and I was like, maybe he went nuts because he's so intelligent that he's able to comprehend the enormity of a feat like that. Maybe he understands what stars are made of and how impossible it would be to be sitting on a remote planet and have the power to control molecules and turn off stars. And maybe that's why he went nuts. Not because he's so dumb that he couldn't handle that the sky blinked out all the stars, but that he's so intelligent he realizes what would go into actually making that happen and what kind of power is involved to do something like that. And maybe he went nuts because he was so smart. You know, when I think about Donald Trump being the president of the United States, it kind of hurts my head a little bit. It really does. The odds that man overcame to have become elected, especially since he was treated as a joke since back in the 80s. You know, I mean, it really is a little maddening. But you know what? At least I can accept the reality. Whereas the liberals, maybe that's what's happening to these guys, especially since I've seen some really smart liberals, like these people that run the tech companies and stuff like that. They've gone bananas. The idea of Trump derangement syndrome, it's real. And I don't know who coined that, but I mean, it's a great term. I think it was like Michael Savage is the one who actually started that. I could be wrong, but I think he's the one who started that term. But anyway, the point is that it's real and people have got it and they've got it bad. And if you think they've got it bad now, we're about to get another hit, another wave of this disease, a strengthening of the virus. Because if that Mueller report comes out and it doesn't show anything, the liberals who don't follow this stuff are going to go nuts. Because you've got the people who follow this stuff closely, right? And the people who follow this stuff closely have gotten word that the Mueller report might not be the bombshell that it's been built up to be. But the standard person, you know, the layman, the person who busses the tables, you know, and who tends the bar and who the normal Joe man out on the street who doesn't have all day to follow politics and they just see what's on the news and stuff, they're waiting for Robert Mueller's report to go ahead and finally get the ball rolling on getting Trump out of office. Because Lord knows we can't have a Russian spy in office. So they figure once this report comes out, Trump is gone. And when this report comes out and it smashes all their hopes and dreams, you're going to see them go even crazier. If that's possible. I don't know. Is there a limit on crazy? Because if there is, these guys have hit it. And if there's not, I shudder. I shudder to think of what's going to happen next. Hey, guys, have you done your taxes yet? Because tax time is coming here. It's time to file. And you know what's great? Remember all those stories that came out saying that Trump's voters are going to find out that their refund isn't as big as it was last year, and they're going to be mad, completely ignoring the total tax, you know, equation and the fact that most people have saved tremendous amounts of money on their taxes. And I love it. Guys, I'm watching this YouTuber. So I watch all sides, okay? I watch the liberals as well as the conservatives, okay? I like to have a full viewpoint of what's going on in people's heads at all times. This is how I know that liberals are nuts. This is how I know they're the bad guys. You know, guys, it wasn't that long ago that I felt that conservatives were in the wrong constantly. The neocons had taken over the party, and they were in for constant war. And now that Trump's there, even though he's got troops overseas and he's not doing the things that I want him to do with foreign policy, at least the man is giving some lip service. He's saying how bad these previous wars were. And he was ripping John McCain and he's ripping other Republicans also for keeping us in these wars. So good for him for doing that stuff. But you've got the liberals out here. Now they're towing for war. They want war. Just because Trump says he doesn't want it, suddenly war is good. So, I mean, we're in a bad spot as far as our overseas confrontations go. But I'm getting off topic. What I wanted to talk about was this tax situation. And so it's been shown that Americans have gotten a great tax cut here. And the backbone of America, in my opinion, is a small businessman. And the small businessman and woman has gotten screwed over so badly. You don't know, if you don't own a business, how much time and effort goes into having a business. You have no idea. And the amount of money that a small business person pays in taxes would blow your mind. I think that if the average man and woman actually knew how much money was being paid in taxes, really knew it could feel it, like Dr. Octopus, who was able to comprehend, I think there really would be a revolution in this country. Or would there be? Are we too weak now? I mean, certainly we're not as hardy as those dudes from the 1700s, right? I mean, oh my goodness, the idea, that's something, another thing I can't wrap my brain around, the idea of beginning a country, starting a whole new country, having a revolution, and building a country from zero. Oh my God. How much I admire those people. And now we have weaklings like this YouTuber. God, I'm not even going to say his name because I don't want to spread his ideas like a virus. But this man, he is running a video of him talking. You know, it's a show. It's a video show talking about how terrible the tax cut is. Not because it's not as much as people thought it would be, but because it's too much. So this is one of those dudes who would bash Donald Trump no matter what. So a month ago, he came out with a video, and the video is titled, Uh-Oh, Trump Voters Realizing They Didn't Get Tax Cuts. And then, of course, you know, he spends the video bashing Trump and his supporters and how dumb they are, right? Now, guess what? He just came out with a video earlier this week, and it says, thanks, Trump. I got a massive tax cut. So you would think the guy would be grateful, but is he grateful? Nope. So let me play a couple of clips from this complete fool.
Okay, so I finalized my business taxes over the weekend and then my personal taxes, and I got a much bigger refund than I did last year. My tax rate effective has dropped on the basis of the Donald Trump tax plan by about 13%. This is a really big tax cut that I got. Now, what did I do to earn that tax cut? Nothing. I didn't do anything.
This guy is so stupid. If he didn't do anything to earn that money, how did he make it in the first place? Right? Of course he earned it. It's his damn money. But he's too dumb to realize it. He's so indoctrinated in liberal thinking, he thinks that the money that he earns belongs to the government. And then instead of being annoyed that they take his money away, he feels bad because he feels he didn't earn a tax cut. And this truly is the basis of the thinking of liberals. Look at Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. I covered this a couple of weeks ago on the show. When Amazon was being offered $3 billion in tax breaks from New York, she thinks that they're writing Amazon a check for $3 billion. So when Amazon pulled out because of people like her telling Amazon that we don't want you here, Amazon said, fine, it picked up its ball and it went home. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez goes on air on being recorded and says, on air, now we can spend that $3 billion in the community, not realizing that those $3 billion didn't exist other than in the form of taxes that only would have been paid to you had Amazon made it in the first place. And people call that a gaffe. That's not a gaffe. That's a mental defect. That's an inability to understand how money works in any way, shape, or form. And to actually go on air and proudly crow, now we can spend that $3 billion in the community, $3 billion that you don't have. To say that on open microphones, unashamedly, just proves that these people do not understand. They don't even know what they don't know. They're perpetually stuck in Maslow's first stage of learning, unconscious incompetence. They're unconscious about their incompetence. They don't even know that they don't know. And she's helping to write the laws of this country? Unbelievable. This is why we're in the pickle that we're in. Liberals think they're Robin Hood, stealing from the rich and giving to the poor. But Robin Hood stole from the government because they were unfairly cheating the people with their high taxes, which is exactly what liberals want to do. They are the bad guys. They're not Robin Hood. They're reverse Robin Hood. They're stealing from the people and giving it to the government. And they don't even realize their folly. And I think that's the first time I've ever used the word folly in a sentence. Let's let this guy continue to dig himself a hole, shall we?
Percent. I got an actual, real, significant tax cut. So let's ask the question, is this good for the economy? Let's explore that, because the right says it's good to give tax cuts to businesses because they will produce more, they will hire more people, and it's going to be a big, big win for everybody. It's just not true. I mean, it's just not true. My effective tax rate dropped from 26% to 22%. Am I going to go hire more people now? Of course not. I hire people based on demand. I hire people on the basis of whether I have work for them to do.
This guy runs a one-man podcast, and because he doesn't have any other jobs to hire people for, because his tiny little imagination can't imagine giving somebody work to do that'll grow or improve the show, he thinks that the idea of letting people keep more of their money to expand their business is invalid. No wonder he can't think of anything for somebody to do. He's got all the forward thinking of a lunch plate. So because this jackass can't imagine how he can use other employees for anything, how he might be able to hire somebody for something, how he might be able to use the money to grow the show, take out ads, give somebody a raise, hire someone to take care of your web page, whatever, because he can't imagine another way to use that money. He thinks that the entire idea of the Republican idea of letting people have more money to grow their business is invalid. I mean, I can't understate how ridiculous this is. And that's not all. Listen to his next genius argument.
But here's the really important thing. If I can take profits at 22% instead of at 26% tax, I am incentivized not to invest in my business. Okay. This is like just a key thing to understand. I talked about this with Dave Rubin when he was on the show, and it wasn't clear that he understood it. If I can earn profit and pay 26% or earn profit and pay 22%, what do I choose? I choose 22%. The lower effective tax rate is an incentive for me not to invest in the business. Remember, if I invest in the business, I lower the adjusted income. That saves me more if the tax rate is higher. I am more incentivized to reinvest in my business if there is a higher effective tax rate. It's just a fundamental backwards element of the entire right-wing view around taxation.
So this idiot is thinking that you're going to be more incentivized to invest in the business if the tax rate is higher because it'll save you more money off of your taxes. In other words, people aren't going to want to grow their business unless they're incentivized to do it through taxes. I think that you could be de-incentivized to grow your business if it's going to put you into a higher tax bracket, but I don't think that somebody is going to want to make less money. Unless you're a liberal and you're just happy with, you know, sitting around lazily where you're at, then that I could believe. Now, I'm going to run out of time here, so real quick, I want to get to his last argument, which is what I'm sure many of you are thinking. Well, if you got a tax cut, why don't you just, and you're so upset about it, why don't you just pay the rest of the money to the federal government? Here's his reason why he's not going to do that.
Me choosing to pay 26% instead of 22%, that's not policy. That's not money that the government has budgeted for. It's not money that would be used in any productive way when it's not actually expected to be tax revenues on the basis of a broader tax plan. Me sending in more money is just one of those ridiculous right-wing sort of libertarian-ish cartoonish ideas. Doesn't make sense, but case in point, why these tax cuts for corporations are not good for the economy.
And that's his closing argument. So I let him get that whole statement in there so that you could hear his true reasoning. So he calls the idea of sending in the money a cartoonish idea. So in the beginning of the video, he sounds guilty that he got this but didn't earn it, but he doesn't want to send it in. And his reasons for that are it's a cartoonish idea. Okay, so I don't think that's really good logical reasoning, but whatever. His other reason for it is that it's not tax policy. Well, no kidding, it's not tax policy. But if you really believe that you shouldn't, that you didn't earn this money, why don't you go ahead and give it back? The next thing that his next argument for it was that they hadn't budgeted the money. Yeah, so yeah, they didn't count on you sending extra money in. They just won't know what to do with it. They're just gonna probably waste it like they do with all of the rest of the money that we send in. They're not gonna use it to pay down the trillions of dollars of debt, right? They'll never find a use for it unless it's budgeted money. I mean, once they have it in their coffers, now they can budget for it, right? But he doesn't want to send it in because they won't know what to do with it. It's not budgeted money. This guy's so disingenuous. And then with a hard swallow, he calls it a conservative, libertarian, cartoonish idea, knowing damn well he doesn't have the integrity to send that money in because he wants it. But you know what? It was a lot of fun watching the acronym.